as previously reported, America's Commitment to Clean Water Act has been introduced in the House and would change the scope of the current Clean Water Act. Keith Minchie, Manager of Science and Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council, says a companion bill had been introduced in the Senate last year.
The crux of both bills would be to amend the Clean Water Act to remove the word navigable waters and replace that with waters of the U.S.
Minchie says this legislation was introduced as a response to two recent Supreme Court decisions
that restricted EPA's broad interpretation of the term navigable waters. And the Supreme Court basically knocked EPA back and said, you're taking too broad of an interpretation. You're including too many waters as being navigable, and you can't do this. And then, of course, a lot of the environmentalists say, look at all these wetlands and other water bodies then that aren't being protected, irregardless of the fact that every state has its own jurisdiction to protect intrastate waters.
According to Minchie, the removal of the term navigable in describing the waters governed by EPA is causing a great deal of concern.
The opponents of this bill say that this goes far beyond just reestablishing the original intent of the Clean Water Act, but actually greatly expands the jurisdiction of it by removing the word navigable waters. And our concern, of course, is not only the expanded jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act, but then how does this interface with the recent Sixth Circuit decision where certain pesticide applications are coming under the requirement for a Clean Water Act permit, and how would the expansion of federal waters then affect that permitting system?
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.